Scare in the Air by Mike Brownlow, illustrated by John Stewart. Welcome to Microworld. Macro Marvel, billionaire inventor. Macro Marvel invented Microworld, a micro-sized theme park where you have to shrink to get in. A computer called Code controls Microworld and all the robots inside, mites and bites. A mite. A bite. Disaster strikes. Code goes wrong on opening day. Code wants to shrink the world. Macro Marvel is trapped inside the park. Enter Team X. Four micro agents, Max, Cat, Ant, and Tiger, are sent to rescue Macro Marvel and defeat Code. Mini Marvel joins Team X. Mini Marvel, Macro's daughter. In the last book, Max, Ant, and Mini flew to the Statue of Liberty. The Reptibite attacked Minnie. Max saved her from falling. Ant scared the bite away. Code key. 10 collected. You are in the Wonders of the World zone.
Before you read. Sound checker. Sounds to remember when you are reading this book. F. Air. 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 Word alert. Blend the sounds. Remember the sounds you have practiced. Rough. Beware. Tearing. There. Into the zone. What do Team X and Mini already know about the bite? What else do they need to know to help them defeat it?
The Reptibite. Max, Ant and Mini were back in the air. We need to know more about this bite if we're to have any chance of finding the code key, said Max. Minnie switched on her gizmo. Reptibite. Sharp claws for tearing and climbing. Attack. Sharp tail tears anything. Tough skin for defense. Shoots out to catch enemies. Beware Reptibite. When it is ready to attack, the Reptibite uses camouflage. It creeps up on its enemies like a phantom. The Reptibite is a very skillful climber. It can climb up rough and smooth walls with its very sharp claws. Danger! The Reptibite has hidden the code key. Hiding place unknown. Beware! You will never know when the bite is there. Be on your guard at all times. So, said Minnie, the gizmo is not able to tell us where the Reptibite has hidden the code key. What did you expect? Said Ant. It likes to hide. This code key is going to be hard to find, said Max. Max looked worried. We have to find the bite again and hope it leads us to the code key. Rex, You fly on ahead. Try to pick up the trail of the bite.
Snorp!
Now you have read The Repti Bite. Take a closer look. Why will the code key be hard to find in this zone? Look back at pages 10 to 11 for more information. Thinking time. What do you think the author means when he describes how the Repti Bite creeps up on its enemies like a phantom? Why do you think he chose these words? I hope Rex will be careful. Before you read. Word alert. Read the words. Remember the sounds you practiced in the Repti Bite. Enough. Prepare. Bear. Where. Look out for other words that include these sounds when you are reading. What does it mean? Triumphantly. Being happy because you have won a victory. Wreckage. Remains of something damaged. Into the zone. Which wonder do you think Cat and Tiger will explore next? How do you think they will find the bite if they can't see it?
Rex saves the day. Chapter 1. The Repti Bite attacks. Cat and Tiger were about to start out again in their balloon. Prepare for takeoff, called Tiger. It's my turn to steer, said Cat with a laugh. You can work the hot air burners. Tiger looked at the screen. Oh no, not another tower, he sighed. Now we're off to the Eiffel Tower. Tiger leaned out over the edge of the basket. Look, he shouted. It's Rex. It looks like he's chasing something. Suddenly, the little dragon was sent tumbling through the air. Rex, shouted Tiger. Something has hit Rex. It must have been the bite. Chapter 2. Up, up in the air. Is Rex all right? Asked Cat. I don't think he's hurt, said Tiger. He's as tough as a bear. Cat looked up at the tower. At least we know where the bite is. Up there somewhere. Come on, let's get Rex into the balloon. Cat and Tiger flew towards the tower. They knew the Repti Bite could be hiding anywhere. Just then, Tiger's watch flashed. The bite must be close, said Tiger softly. Where is it? It's so tough to see, said Cat. If we move much closer, it will attack us like it attacked Rex. What if I use the bee machine? Said Tiger. I might be able to get close enough to spot the bite without it noticing. I'm not so sure about this, said Cat. I'll be careful, said Tiger, as he shrank and hopped into the tiny machine. My watch is flashing, he thought. But I can't see anything. Even if Tiger wasn't aware of it, something had noticed him. Suddenly, a tongue darted out from the shadows. Tiger was sucked into the bite's mouth. "Oh no! Tiger!" cried Cat. Then she saw Rex leap out of the balloon. "What are you doing, Rex?" she called after him. Chapter 3. A Tough Little Dragon. Rex knew exactly what he was doing. He flew into the side of the Reptibite, forcing it to cough up the bee machine. "Tiger! Rex! Over here!" called Cat. "Great work, Rex," said Cat. "You are one tough little dragon." The bite had not finished yet. It lashed out with its tail, tearing the balloon. "We're falling. We need more hot air," called Cat. "The burners are nearly out of fuel," Tiger cried. "The hole is too big." Rex had another idea. He puffed out a huge plume of flames into the balloon, just enough to slow them down. "Phew, that was a really rough landing," muttered Tiger. "You saved us, Rex," said Cat. "Twice." The dragon smiled triumphantly. "I am never going up in one of those things again," said Tiger, staring at the wreckage of the balloon.
Now you have read Rex Saves the Day. Take a closer look. Look back at page 20. Why did Tiger speak softly? Thinking time. Look at the pictures. Can you explain how Rex saved Cat and Tiger?